Welcome to Preside and Prevail, the podcast that turns the daunting into the doable. I'm your host, Clarissa Thomas. And if you've ever felt unqualified or overwhelmed in your role as a healthcare leader, you're in the right place. Managing people is undoubtedly one of the most complex aspects of leadership. Drawing from my years of experience, I aim to share insights and strategies that will equip and empower you to lead with confidence. Whether you're a seasoned leader or just stepping into your first managerial role, this podcast is your resource for practical advice and supportive guidance. Navigating the aftermath of terminations can be challenging, yet with careful preparation, it is possible to manage the transition smoothly. Terminations, whether voluntary or involuntary, have far-reaching implications on staffing, processes, and legalities. It's crucial to approach this situation with empathy and professionalism to ensure a supportive environment for everyone involved. You may consider sending a memo to your team that may sound something like this. Dear team, I hope this message finds you well. I want to take a moment to address a matter that is important to our team's cohesion and the quality of care we provide to our patients. Recently, a decision was made to terminate the employment of one of our team members. This decision was not taken lightly and was made after careful consideration of all factors involved. I understand that such changes can be challenging and may lead to uncertainty or concern. Therefore, I want to be transparent about the situation. The primary goal behind this decision is to ensure that our work environment remains positive, productive, and focused on delivering the highest standard of care to our patients. I want to reassure you all that this step was necessary to maintain the integrity of our team and the quality of our service. I encourage you to come to me directly if you have any questions or concerns about how this change might impact your daily work or patient care. Your feedback and well-being are incredibly important to me, and I am here to support you through this transition. Together, we will continue to provide exceptional care to our patients and foster an environment of trust and mutual respect within our team. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. Warm regards. It's important to remember that terminated employees may feel a range of emotions, from confusion to frustration. As such, they might attempt to reach out to current staff members through various channels. One vital step in this process is to turn off access to all corporate resources for the terminated employee. This includes email accounts, building access, and software systems. Taking these measures promptly helps maintain the integrity of your systems and protect sensitive information. While these attempts can sometimes be benign, they may also create uncomfortable or potentially compromising situations. Being thorough in this process is essential. Double check that all access points are secured and ensure that any potential avenues for unauthorized communications are closed. If you find yourself in need of support or guidance during this process, don't hesitate to reach out to human resources or IT professionals who can offer assistance and ensure that all steps are followed correctly. From a staffing perspective, it's essential to have a plan in place to manage the workload distribution. The sudden absence of a team member can create gaps that need to be filled promptly to maintain productivity. Cross-training employees in multiple roles can be beneficial, ensuring that team members can step in and cover critical tasks without significant disruption. Additionally, maintaining open lines of communication with your team can help in identifying potential stress points and providing necessary support. Regarding processes, it's important to review and possibly revise any workflows that the terminated individual was a part of. This ensures continuity and minimizes the impact on overall operations. It's also an opportune moment to assess the efficiency of current processes and make improvements where necessary. Documenting standard operating procedures, or SOPs, and ensuring they are accessible to all employees can facilitate a smoother transition during such times. When it comes to legal matters, it is essential to manage terminations in line with employment laws to reduce any possible legal consequences. This involves maintaining comprehensive and precise termination documentation. I suggest organizing all relevant documents in a folder in case Human Resources needs them for unemployment cases. Additionally, explaining the termination clearly, conducting exit interviews, and providing support during the transition can foster a positive relationship and minimize conflicts. Seeking advice from legal experts to assess your termination protocols can provide further reassurance. In conclusion, while the aftermath of terminations can be complex, preparing for these eventualities with empathy and professionalism can mitigate challenges. By focusing on staffing adjustments, process reviews, and legal compliance, organizations can manage transitions effectively, ensuring a supportive and productive environment for all employees. Thank you for tuning in to Preside and Prevail. Whether you're leading a team, a project, or simply navigating your personal pathways, you have the power to make a significant impact. Let's continue to build communities that uplift and inspire. Ensure you don't miss any future episodes by subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or where great podcasts can be found. For coaching and mentorship opportunities, check out crtconsulting.solutions.